Vaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Amala Purana, Canto 5, Chapter 10, Text 5 or 6. What do you know? Chapter 9, Text 3. That's not always marked. Thank you. Okay. Text 3. Tatrapi svajana sangaccha brisham udvijan mano bhagavata karma banda vivamshana shravana smarana guna vivarana charana vindam yugala manasa vidadat atmana prati gatam asankamana bhagavat anugrahena nushmrita svapurva janmala valir atmanam ut Mana jananda bahira svarupena dashayam asya lokasya. All right. Word for word. Tatra api. In that Brahmana birth also. Svajana sangat. From association with friends and relatives. Cha, and. Brisham, greatly. Udvijamanaha, being always afraid that he would fall down again. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karma bandha, the bondage of reactions of fruitive activities. Vidvamsana, which vanquishes. Shravana, hearing. Smarana, remembering. Guna vivarana, hearing descriptions of the qualities of the Lord. Charana aravinda, lotus feet. Yugalam, the two. Manasa, with the mind. Vidadat, always thinking of. Atmanaha, of his soul. Pratigatam, obstruction on the path of devotional service. Ashankamanaha, always fearing. Bhagavat anugrahena, by the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anushmrita, remembered. Svapurva, his own previous. Janma avalihi, string of births. Atmanam, himself. Unmata, mad. Jada, dull. Anda, blind. Bandira, and deaf. Svarupena, with these features. Darshayam asha, he exhibited. Lokasya, to people in general. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Due to his being especially gifted with the Lord's mercy, Bharat Maharaj could remember the incidents of his past life. Although he received the body of a Brahmana, he was still very much afraid of his relatives and friends who were not devotees. He was always very cautious of such association because he feared that he would again fall down. Consequently, he manifested himself before the public eye as a madman, dull, blind, and deaf, so that others would not try to talk to him. In this way, he saved himself from bad association. Within, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruitive action. In this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee associates. Purport. Every living entity is bound by different activities due to association with the modes of nature. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Karanam guna sangosya sa asat yoni janmasu. This is due to his association with material nature. Thus, he meets with good and evil among various species. We get different types of bodies among 8,400,000 species according to our karma. Karmana daiva netra. We work under the influence of material nature contaminated by the three modes, and thus we get a certain type of body according to superior order. This is called karma bandha. To get out of this karma bandha, one must engage himself in devotional service. Thus, one will not be affected by the modes of material nature. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatitetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. That's 14:26 in the Bhagavad Gita. To remain immune from material qualities, one must engage himself in devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is the perfection of life. When Maharaj Bharata took birth as a Brahmana, he was not very interested in the duties of a Brahmana, but within he remained a pure Vaishnav, always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. As advised in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana bhava bhad bhakto madhyajimam naraskuru. This is the only process by which one can be saved from the danger of repeated birth and death. Om ajnana timarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a wonderful explanation, this verse, of the reasons for Jada Bharat's behavior. Jada Bharat is the name that he's given in this particular section of his life, and Jada means simpleton, foolish, not paying attention in the mode of ignorance. So Jada Bharat took on this role. He said, this is the only way I'm going to get through this. And he made really sure, that everyone around him thought that he was a big fool. He would not listen properly, as was explained in previous classes. When he was told one thing, he would do them in opposite order. He would do this deliberately. It wasn't a lack of attention. He wanted to make clear that was his intention was not to connect with anybody. And it's very clever, actually. It shows a lot of intelligence on his part. As contrasting to the mode of ignorance, when I fall into mode of ignorance, I am doing these things naturally. And people think, well, she must not be paying attention. And it's true, I'm not. But Jada Bharat was paying full attention to the correct goal. Always paying attention to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Paramatma within. But outwardly, he was dull, he was blind, and he was deaf. And this is how he saved himself from bad association. And this is a method that we can actually employ when we find ourselves in those situations where we are feeling lack of convergence with the people around us. This is something I fall into frequently because my life as a householder forces me to be in situations where people are, they're talking about themselves, they start talking about movies, they talk about what's on sale at Home Depot, and I can't be bothered. But still, you have to show patience. So you immediately start doing some other chore, and you act like you're listening, but this is an acting job. We must all be actors at some point or another. And it's very effective. It works very well. After a while, they realize that you're not really interested in what they have to say, and they change the subject, or they just become quiet. In this way, Jada Bharat saved himself from bad association. And it's really important that, like Bharat, we keep ourselves focused on Krishna and not be sent down a side road by other people's mundane interests. Prabhupada always mentioned to his disciples, especially the American ones, you are not afraid enough of Maya. And for a devotee, sometimes it's easy to think, well, Krishna's taking care of me. He must protect me. He must protect me. But the self-effort is the factor that is considered here. Bharat was making an effort on his own volition to stay away. And that's what we need to do. We can't just go into any venue or scenario expecting that he's going to take care of everything. We need to stay sharp and hear and see where things are headed. Sometimes people will try to get you to go to a movie with them. Oh yes, this is so great. This is what I do for relaxation, for pleasure. And it's so easy to say, well, maybe I should go to. No, wait a minute. I have an excuse. Quick, come up with an excuse. Present it and move on with your sadhana. But it's so easy to fall into it. And Jada but it would not let any of this happen. It says he manifested himself before the public eye. And this is interesting because we think before the public eye, we need to appear like we're in control. But sometimes Maya is so big that appearing to be in control means to go along with the crowd. And we have to remember who our loyalty is for. And for us, sometimes it's a little easier because we have the association very close, at least for a temple resident, I would think. The association is right there. But if you're alone out in the nonsense world, it's difficult. So sadhana is the refuge. You keep your beads with you at all times. You can have on your phone or on your car sound system some kind of lecture or bhajan. These kinds of things, they're very small, they're very subtle, but they are what pull you through. Now, Jada Bharat wasn't able to put his earbuds in and listen to some nice Radhanath Swami lecture. He had to keep himself, right? He was on his own. He was on his own. But very, very strong devotee. He could handle this kind of pressure. But myself, I need as many props as I can get. The living entity meets with good and evil among various species. So, when we are in the material world, not only our own propensities, but those around us, we have to be very discriminating. Another point that Prabhupada makes is that to get out of this karma bandha, one must engage himself in devotional service. So, I'm presuming from this, I'm speculating, tell me if I'm wrong, but Jada Bharat's foremost weapon was smaranam. He always remembered. That's how he got through. It was not always appropriate for him to chant out loud, but he was always remembering his past life, remembering the foolish things that he did, remembering where he was ultimately headed. So this is what we can also see from this example. If we just remember where we are headed, we don't want to get stuck here. We don't want to get sidetracked. We want to go back to him. And the method is devotional service, bhakti yogina sevate. That is the perfection of life. The only process. There's 9 processes altogether. And even if we do 1 or 2 very nicely, see which ones fit into your particular mode of operation, your particular service that has been assigned to you. Which ones will work for me in this situation? Sometimes it's chanting out loud. Sometimes it's being quiet and simply remembering. Sometimes it's meditating on whatever you're doing, washing the dishes. I am washing these dishes for him. I am preparing this beautiful prasadam for him. But over and over and over, it's a practice, this sadhana bhakti, from moment to moment. And if you don't practice moment to moment, you can notice your mind getting pulled out by the association, sometimes of other people who are not so much your well-wisher, other times it's your own mind. The mind can be that bad association. So, constantly over and over, it needs to become an automatic operation. What am I doing this for? Who's benefiting from this? And where is this going to take me 10 minutes from now? Where is this going to take me a week from now? If it's taking you to Krishna's lotus feet, then you're on the right track. And in this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. This is what Prabhupada was saying, the danger. There's only one process which can be save us from the danger. The danger is always there. So do be afraid of Maya, and whatever you have to do, even if it is act a little weird. Krishna knows what your intention is. So, I don't have much else to offer. I'll read the verse again. Due to his being especially gifted with the Lord's mercy, Bharat Maharaj could remember the incidents of his past life. Although he received the body of a Brahmana, he was still very much afraid of his relatives and friends who were not devotees. He was always very cautious of such association because he feared that he would again fall down. Consequently, he manifested himself before the public eye as a madman, dull, blind, deaf, so that others would not try to talk to him. In this way, he saved himself from bad association. On the subtle level, he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruitive action. In this way, he saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee associates. Hari Bol. Questions, comments, corrections.
Well, I think the saving grace is that if you're out there, your family or friends or whatever, and what they're doing, you just have no interest in because you find it either boring or it just doesn't apply to you anymore. Who cares? You can go back to the football game. I mean, it's awful.
Right.
Tuesday.
Right. Right.
It doesn't have much attraction because you're just not interested in it anymore.
Hmm. Thank you. So in that situation, what device do you employ?
It just flows around.
Just flows. You just
let it go.
You shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I find it hard to really shut down. There's a room full of people, and especially if they're loud. So sometimes I have the audacity to put earplugs in. Or the other technique that works, I excuse myself. Oh, I have to wash the dishes now. And I go to the kitchen while they're in the dining room discussing these political matters and getting louder and louder. I have my ear, right? Thank you. Go believe that.
Remember the most difficult, the most important time, remembering about Krishna and about ourselves, what we are doing here, and what our life is for. Because all of us have different level of realization, and according to that, we have to be more or less careful, I don't know, and of course avoid association which is not beneficial, and you have to gain association what is beneficial for you. Sometimes you feel something in the air, some negativity from somebody, but we don't have to pay attention to it. we have to be focused, we have to go ahead with your service, with your realizations and attention to classes, to lectures of just amazing Guru Maharaja. All Guru Maharajas amazing. They're all great.
Yes.
But sometimes you get attached to some style, to some emotional teaching us how to know Krishna, how to understand and how to call. But everything is inconceivable. Like yesterday I heard explanation from Radhanath Swami about our body is inconceivable. What's going around is inconceivable. Krishna is inconceivable. But you don't have to give up. It doesn't mean to, if I cannot understand something, just I don't belong here. No, we have just to continue following rules, regulations, and beneficial activities and associations. That's it. And it's only a way to get happiness in the heart. Only way. To get happiness. That's it. Just try to be there. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just a beginner. Am I not Prabhu?
I really like the class. Very practical. It's more applicable. I like the point where you spoke about loyalty to Krishna or Maya. And the fact that how we have to use different techniques just to be smart. Even if people think we are dumb, but we know they are dumb and we are smart. So I really like that. And just one thing that I remembered, as far as keeping away from bad association is concerned, I remember one place in the 10th canto where Mother Devaki fears Kamsa. And Srila Sanatana Goswami writes that Devaki used to fear Kamsa because Kamsa was the one who was going to kill her children. But because she feared Kamsa, and Kamsa used to come and destroy six of her children. So Sanatana Goswami says that Devaki is the representation of how a devotee should be. Kamsa is the representation of bad association. So if a devotee fears bad association, then the six anarthas in the heart, which are represented by the six children of Devaki, are cured. Like lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, and jealousy.
Oh, that's nice.
So when a devotee fears bad association like Devaki feared Kamsa, then the six enemies of the heart, like the six children of Devaki, are killed. Just by the fear.
Just by the fear. Oh, that's lovely.
And you should try to keep as far as possible from Kamsa. Six.
The six. Well, they... Wow. That's brilliant.
That's really nice.
What a nice meditation. All right. Krishna Lila Prabhu.
I'm dull.
All glories to Krishna Lila Prabhu. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.